This is Passport to Texas. The fungus that causes white nose syndrome, a disease that affects hibernating bats, was detected for the first time in Texas earlier this year. Texas Parks and Wildlife mammalogist Jonah Evans says it may have been present for up to a year.
But at levels too low to detect. And so when you look at the maps of the spread of the fungus across the United States, those maps are always going to be behind where the disease actually is.
Researchers discovered six caves in six panhandle counties with the fungus.
These are locations where we had previously identified as the most likely for the fungus to turn up first, and sure enough, it did. And so we had expected to see the disease and the fungus slowly move across Oklahoma towards Texas. For me personally, it was a bit of a surprise to have it suddenly one year, we go there and it's all over the place.
For the past 6 years, the caves in question have come up clean when surveyed.
Likely it came in at extremely low levels first and slowly spread, and then one winter worth of growth of the fungus in all of these sites suddenly put it over that threshold where we are now able to detect it.
Find more information on white nose syndrome in bats and decontamination protocol if you go caving on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. The Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.